The Senate is now in its third week of a wide-ranging debate on prescription drug prices and coverage. Last week, members defeated two competing plans to add a drug benefit to the Medicare program, but now they may be closing in on a compromise. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The Senate's entire prescription drug debate has come down to this. Whoever can get 60 votes first wins. Florida Democrat Bob Graham knows this quirk of Senate rules all too well. Graham authored a broad Medicare prescription drug proposal that won 52 votes last week, not enough. So now he's partnering with Oregon Republican Gordon Smith on a more scaled-back approach. It's a minimalist plan, offering broad coverage only to those with the lowest incomes, under 200% of poverty, and those with the highest drug bills, more than $3,300 per year.
It's much better than the status quo, which is no prescription drug assistance other than for limited amounts in hospitals and for drugs that are delivered in relationship to certain diseases in a doctor's office. This will be the first time that general prescription drugs have received any form of federal financial assistance to the beneficiaries.
Graham is racing against another bipartisan group trying to merge more comprehensive Democratic and Republican approaches. But the more bare-bones plan has, surprisingly, received the backing of the powerful senior group AARP. John Rother is the organization's policy director.
We would always prefer a comprehensive approach that delivered a benefit to all Medicare beneficiaries. Lacking that, we do support the Graham-Smith proposal, which is the low-income catastrophic combination, as the most realistic and, frankly, the one that's got right now the best chance of getting the 60 votes needed to get out of the Senate.
A Medicare benefit isn't the only health issue senators are debating this week. The Senate could also vote as early as today on a Republican amendment aimed at limiting damages in medical malpractice lawsuits. The amendment was offered in the Senate a day after President Bush called for congressional action during a trip to North Carolina. It's the home state of Democratic Senator John Edwards, considered a potential rival in 2004. Republicans like Mr. Bush and Tennessee Senator Bill Frist say that multi-million-dollar damage awards are driving malpractice insurance premiums so high that doctors are simply getting out of the business of performing high-risk procedures.
We have seen trauma centers close because of these escalating, out-of-sight, skyrocketing premiums which no longer can be tolerated. If you are one of those individuals that need that care, the access is not there, you are going to be hurt.
But Senator Edwards, a former trial lawyer, says it's not damage awards that are driving premiums up. Rather, he blames the falling stock market, which is hurting malpractice insurers' investments.
It is as sure as the sun's going to come up tomorrow. If they're doing well on their investments, the premiums stay relatively stable. When they're not doing well on their investments, the premiums go up. And that's what this is all about.
Both the malpractice and Medicare proposals are actually amendments to another bill. That measure, also due for a vote this week, would make it easier for generic drugs to get to market, thereby holding down drug prices for everyone. But senators remain under pressure to match House action by passing a Medicare plan. Failure to reach an agreement, in the words of one senior Democratic senator, quote, would make us look silly. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.